Welcome to the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business Podcast. I'm Melissa Lieberman, a fellow IC and business coach. On this podcast, I teach you to become a consistently booked independent consultant without becoming a pushy salesperson or working 24/7. If I can do it, you can too. Listen on to find out how.
Welcome to episode 156 of the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business Podcast. This is Melissa Lieberman, and I'm excited you're here today because today we're going to talk about three lead generation modes that can help you fill and maintain your consulting pipeline. I've been noticing some themes lately about lead generation and pipelines, and one of those themes we haven't yet talked about specifically on this podcast that I want to bring to light here for you today for the health and success of your business is about really thinking about what lead generation mode makes the most sense for what your goals are with your pipeline so that you can choose those more intentionally. So that's what we're going to dive into today, dissect, help you figure out and put a little playbook around this for yourself so that you can have a more detailed plan for your business, especially as you're juggling working on your business with client delivery. So that is our plan and focus for today. Just a quick update. I am in the middle of a 3-weekend swim meet situation, which is a lot in 3 weekends. I think I told you last week, this is the end of our short course season. So those are swimming in 25 meter pools. And the boys are, last weekend was the state championships. This weekend is what they call the silver state championships in Colorado. So it's kind of one level below that. It's a little bit easier to qualify for, but still challenging to qualify for. Anyway, I just wanted to share my middle son, who's 10, he won 3 of the events. It's very rare to win, you know, number one. Oftentimes, like the oldest it will come in maybe top 5 or whatever. The middle guy, he won 3 events. So he is the silver state champion of 100 free, 200 IM, 200 free. And we still have one more day left to go. So we'll see. It's really fun. And then next weekend, all 3 of them get to swim in more of like a regional sort of event meet. Anyway, it's kind of backwards. Usually it goes kind of regional, maybe district or something, and then state. But for whatever reason, ours is backwards. So anyway, it's been really fun to see them come to the pinnacle of this season and all the hard work they've been putting in. And really so many parallels from a mindset perspective. Like we've talked about on this podcast before about if you believe in yourself, how many more doors that opens up that are available to you. So anyway, that is what's happening over here. Lots of time at the pool and the rest of the time, mostly thinking about this, helping you with your consulting business. So that's what we're going to talk about today. The 3 lead generation modes to help you fill and maintain your consulting pipeline. Let's go through the agenda. First, we're going to talk about what I typically seek, kind of what I'll call the default lead generation modes. If you're not approaching your lead generation kind of thought process and practice in an intentional way, these are the typical modes that I see consultants create for themselves. And you'll see why those are not as valuable as they could be. Then we'll move into what are the 3 effective lead generation modes that you could put into place in your business. We'll talk about with each one of those lead generation modes, we'll dive into what is it, when to use that mode, some examples for that, and a very specific example of what that mode could look like for you. Very specific examples. So you'll see those 3 lead generation modes. You'll know when to use them and give you some very specific practical applications of how each mode could look in your business. Then we'll talk about why have these 3 modes and what they will accomplish for you. And then finally, we'll talk about how to apply these modes to your own business. I'll give you 5 questions you want to be asking yourself, and then we'll wrap it all up. So that's our plan for today, my friend. Okay, with that, before we dive into step 1 of the agenda, I always love to share a companion resource with you. And I have 2 of them for you here today. The first is the book. Obviously, you'll probably hear about that book on the companion resources most episodes. And in this case, the chapter that's most relevant to what we're talking about right now is chapter 9, Your Lead Generation System to Uncover High Quality Opportunities. So it's chapter 9 of the Grow Your Consulting Business book. And you can go download the book for free at melissalieberman.com/book. And or I like doing both. Go download it for free. Read through some of the chapters. Go to chapter 9. Look at the lead generation system. And then you can also go buy it on Amazon as well. Okay. We'll put the link to both of those in the show notes. The free version and the Amazon version, the paperback version. And then the second resource I want to share with you today that goes with this episode is called the RAM method. And it is the steps to fill your pipeline in 26 minutes a day. It gives you a good routine that you can use and ramp up and down and in order to fill your pipeline and to maintain your pipeline. So you can find that at rammethod.com. We'll put the link in the show notes as well. rammethod.com. And it gives you a very specific routine you can be following with a lot of ideas and examples about different ways to create leads for yourself and your business. So with that, we will dive into, let's talk about what I normally see by default as lead generation modes that consultants create for their businesses until they get to this place where they're creating more of an intentional mode, one of those 3 intentional modes we're going to talk about here in a minute. But before, let's just talk about what happens by default when you're not thinking about these modes intentionally. So the typical lead generation modes that I see very often are you're either on or off. You're on in the sense of you're generating leads, and that's because you likely delayed longer than you planned to create leads because you were working on client work and you're feeling worried about the state of your pipeline and where your next engagement is going to come from and potential gaps in your cash flow. You're feeling worried and possibly even desperate. On or off? You may be off because you're too busy, you know, working on client delivery, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I don't have any capacity. This contract is going to last till the end of the year. So I know that I should be working on lead generation, but I really don't have any room to bring this any other clients on anyway. So I'm off. That's a very typical lead gen, on or off. When you're on, you're likely generating leads and feeling worried and even desperate. When you're off, you're not generating leads, but you still have got this sort of background worrying going on and feeling self-critical of yourself that you're not following through or keeping some minimum pipeline going. Oftentimes, we think about this, these lead generation modes as the on or off that I just described. And at the same time, what I want to point out too is that there's also this element that often happens of that whatever you might be doing, let's say that you're working on an engagement right now, you're not really in active lead generation mode. Whatever you are doing for lead generation, you're not counting it. You're thinking to yourself, it doesn't count. You know, I'm off. I'm not doing as much as I should be. I'm not doing anything. And not realizing that you may be actually doing some lead generation and not counting it, not allowing yourself to count that you are. Let me give you an example. I have a client who does a lot of networking, a lot of in-person coffees, in-person lunches, in-person, sometimes events, that kind of thing. And also online, Zoom type chats, that kind of thing. Just keeping in touch with their network. But I was talking to them the other day and another independent consultant, and she was just saying, I haven't really been generating leads, or I haven't been working on my pipeline. And as we dug into it and got very clear and specific, we realized she was actually keeping up with her pipeline. She was doing the things that she just naturally does. And she wasn't giving herself credit for those things. Wasn't really thinking they counted because, you know, it was lunch and coffees and things like that. So when you're thinking about your typical lead generation modes, you're oftentimes it does come into play where it's either you feel like you're on or you feel like you're off, and you may not actually be off because you're not counting what it is that you're doing, and that it does keep those relationships warm and sets you up to create leads when you least expect them. So this is not a pass-fail scenario. This is what a typical lead generation mode looks like. Again, without intentionality behind it. So let's now talk about shifting into those three intentional lead generation modes so that you've got something more purposeful in your business routine. And so it's just, it's a variation on what happens in a typical mode. And it's an important variation because it's going to help you to be very specific about choosing what you want your lead generation mode to be for a given month. I like to choose this at a month at a time. And of course, something might happen and you may need, you know, an engagement ends early that you weren't expecting. So you may have to switch modes mid-month, but it can be really powerful to choose every single month or even every quarter, depending on the churn in your business. Choose, you know, once a month and very intentionally about what is my lead generation mode this month? What is it going to be? And it's going to help you to do two things. Number one, to be really specific and clear about what it is that your strategy is for lead generation that month, what that strategy looks like, what the outcomes are that you want to create. Because as you know from this podcast, and you know this just generally, it's so important to set those strategies, set those goals, set those outcomes that you're looking to achieve rather than just kind of going through the motions and seeing what happens. So setting those very intentionally at the beginning of each month, what your lead generation mode is, what you want the outcomes to be, that's the first reason, the first benefit is having that specific plan in place so that you're clear with yourself. And the second is that it will help you to reduce that emotional overhead. If you're very specifically choosing the lead generation mode you're in and what you want the result to be, then you can reduce that amount of worrying or stress or second guessing or criticism that is coming into play when you think you're not doing enough or you're doing it wrong. So that's why this is really important to get clear with yourself about what your lead generation mode is. So now let's talk about what those three effective lead generation modes are for your consulting business. They break down very simply. Number one, I like to call it just run, maintain. This is your bare minimum. And we'll dive into each one in a lot more detail. Let me just tell you what they are first. So the first is run, maintain. The second mode is an active mode. And the third mode is what I call a sprint mode. So now let's talk about each one of those in more detail about what they are, when to use them, and a very specific example of what each one looks like. So the first one is that run, maintain mode. The run, maintain mode. What is it? It's essentially the baseline of activities, lead generation activities, of course, to keep your existing relationships fresh, maintained, and also to add new relationships of potential clients, collaborators, and channels. So run, maintain. When would you use that? You would use that when you're fully utilized. You're fully utilized. You don't have any capacity to sell right now. Perhaps not even in the near future. But it's something that you know from a lead generation perspective, you're still working on it. And we've talked on other episodes about what happens if you have more demand than you have capacities to support. That should not be a problem. That should be a goal. So leaning on, you know what you'll do if you do generate leads that you're not able to support immediately, how you would handle that. You've got that as your background as you do this in the run maintain mode. And your goal here is to just keep those relationships fresh, to understand and keep abreast of what's happening in your industry, having conversations that could potentially give you content for your thought leadership, and ultimately produce opportunities for you in your consulting business that you would be able to leverage when you do have capacity, and or if you want to refer out work or bring on subs to deliver work when you don't have the personal capacity to handle it. So that's when you want to use this run maintain mode. Run maintain is not zero lead generation. Run maintain is doing some form of lead generation on a weekly basis. And to my earlier point, giving yourself credit for what you are doing. If you're having a catch-up call with a former peer, you're just excited to talk to them. That is an activity that counts, quote unquote. Getting really clear with yourself about what you are doing instead of discounting it or writing it off because it feels like it's not enough. You want to be really cautious to not fall into that trap. So that's what this run maintain mode, that's what it is, and that's when to use it. Let's talk about a specific example of what run maintain could look like for you. It could look like this, these three things. Number one, you have a Zoom coffee once a week with someone in your existing network. So this is a 30-minute, could be a coffee or a glass of wine or no drink at all, but just catching up with someone in your existing network or having a specific meeting with someone in your network that is really purposeful about trends in your industry, like an industry briefing or something like that, depending on the nature of the relationship that you have. The second component of a run maintain routine could look like you meeting one new person a week. So you're having a Zoom call with someone in your existing network, someone you already know, keeping that relationship maintained. And then secondly, you're meeting a brand new person. It could be, again, virtually or in person. So you're adding to your network in that way. And then you're doing one speaking engagement per quarter. That's what run maintain could look like. Two meetings a week, that's 1 hour. Some prep beforehand, some prep afterhand, some booking of future meetings. So that might add up to a couple of hours. And then one speaking engagement per quarter. So that might add up to another, let's call it an hour a week or something, preparing for the speaking, landing the speaking, following up from the speaking, that sort of thing. So that's, 2 or 3 hours a week. Run, maintain. Simple, but keeps your pipeline current. The second mode of lead generation is the active mode. This is when you are actively, intentionally, incrementally increasing your pipeline. So you may have a goal, your pipeline, let's say, has a value of 500K right now, and you know to meet your business goals, and because you have upcoming capacity that you want to get your pipeline value to 800K. This is the mode you want to be in, an active lead generation mode. And so when you're going to want to use that, which I just referenced partially, you're going to want to use this when you've got a contract coming to an end, in the near future, or where you've got more capacity. So for example, you might decide that you want to start testing out a little bit of subcontractors doing work with you. And so you've created more capacity in that way, and you want to go into an active lead generation mode. Just simply when you're looking to take on more work in the nearer future. That's when you want to be intentionally thinking about, okay, this month is active lead generation mode. By the way, don't wait for the next month to decide, right? If for whatever reason something about your status changes, then you're just changing the mode. But it always helps to just have this as part of a monthly routine to say, okay, the new month is here. What is my lead generation mode? And being very intentional in that way. Okay, so what does an active lead generation mode look like? It could look like having 3 to 5 of those Zoom coffees per week with your existing network, meeting 1 to 2 new people per week. So we're talking about new people in the form of potential clients, potential collaborators, potential channels, and then one speaking engagement per month it could look like. Maybe a lunch and learn that you're facilitating or a webinar that you're facilitating. When I say facilitating, it can be so valuable to have someone else host it and then you're delivering the content. Someone else being, you know, that organization that has amassed your ideal audience. I've got other episodes about speaking, so we can put those in the link to those episodes in the show notes as well. So that's what the active lead generation mode could look like. Again, 3 to 5 Zoom coffees in a week, meet 1 to 2 new people per week online or in person, and then delivering against one speaking engagement per month where you're in front of your ideal audience. Now, you're not going to land likely a speaking engagement. If you need one this month as part of your active lead generation mode, it may be difficult to land a speaking engagement and deliver it in that same month. So you want to be thinking ahead and creating this type of speaking calendar so that you've got the idea of how this fits into your lead generation mode, you know, baked in to your yearly plan if you can. Creating some kind of a lunch and learn or that type of thing for your ideal type of clients, for an existing audience that, you know, perhaps someone in your network has already created, that can be something that's really quick to add if you've got to jump into active mode at a different time than you might have planned. You might know, okay, based on my utilization or what my client load looks like right now, I need to be in active mode in Q3. So planning ahead for Q3 that you need to have one speaking engagement per month in Q3 could be really valuable. When you're looking ahead in that way and planning your activities in that way and setting yourself up for these lead generation modes in advance, then you've got everything in place where you don't have to rethink it. You don't have to wonder what you should be doing and if it's enough. You've already got it designed, planned ahead, and set up for yourself so that you know in Q3 you're going to be in active mode and you've got everything in line to make that happen. Okay, mode number 3, what I like to call the sprint mode. The sprint mode, being in the lead generation mode or in the position where you've got to start or restart or fill your pipeline. So when to use this? I love to use this in the scenarios where maybe you're brand new to your consulting business and you don't yet have enough clients or any clients. I love to use this when you decide to make a pivot and you want to pursue a different type of niche or a variation of the niche or specialization that you've already been working toward in your business. And I like to use this when your pipeline is dry and you're feeling regretful, you're feeling a little bit on the back of your heels and need to create leads and increase your pipeline value in a short order. That's when you want to use this sprint. You don't want to be in this sprint mode all the time, but having this tool to be able to leverage for yourself can be incredibly valuable. It can also be incredibly valuable for you to know that you're not going to need to be in this mode all of the time, that these are just short, quick sprints, bursts of activity. And so some examples of what this can look like, I'll give you some real life examples. The first is what I call a 30 and 30. So having 30 conversations in 30 days, you know, over the course of a month, you don't want to be working on the weekends likely. So you're going to compress those 30 contacts into your work week and focus on getting in that month, having 30 conversations with people in your network and meeting new people to expand your network. So that could look like 1 to 2 a day to get to that 30 in the case of a month. It might be that your network is really thin or you haven't really been keeping up with it for whatever reason, not a problem. Then set it up where you've got 2 or 3 calls a day. 2 or 3 calls a day times 5. So that'd be 15 a week. That's 60 in the month, 60 and 30. Those are some examples of what this sprint looks like. Really pushing yourself to increase the volume of the people you're meeting whether you're meeting them one-on-one, whether you're meeting them in more speaking type engagements, but really thinking about how do you meet potential clients, potential buyers, potential referrers, potential channels? How do you meet those individuals and start opening up dialogue and meaningful conversation? What this also could look like is a networking tour. I have one client right now who was on a tour of the West Coast and the East Coast, meeting her former clients and colleagues and other people in her network in person for the first time in a long time. We're 4 years past COVID now at the time of this recording. Isn't that crazy? 4 years. A lot of us haven't seen people in person in that time. It feels like COVID just happened. It's been 4 years. So really thinking about potentially, does it make sense to do some kind of a networking tour and meeting people in person? I have another client who likes to do that a couple times a year. She'll go from where she lives over to one of the larger areas of in her country and really meeting clients there, meeting new clients and keeping those relationships fresh, you know, which she does more frequently where she lives. And it's easier for her to do on it, you know, on a weekly and monthly basis, being really intentional about going and meeting people, you know, in other cities where she's got a concentration of clients and potential clients and just generally people in her network. So those are some examples for you about what a sprint mode could look like with some very specific numbers, right? Whether you want to do a 30 in 30 or a 60 in 30 or a networking tour or something else that feels like it's the way for that you want to test out to fill your pipeline in short order in more of a sprint fashion where you're working on your pipeline for 2 weeks or a month to really get it back to a healthy state. All right, so those are the three modes: run, maintain, active, and sprint. Let's wrap up today's episode. I want to help you to define each of your three modes for your own business. So to put this episode into practice, you're going to take away and really define what are the activities for your business for each of these three modes. I'll give you some questions here in a moment to do that. And then you'll be able to look ahead and say, okay, for this month, what is my mode? And plan out the rest of the year about what you think the modes will need to be each month, so that then you can plan ahead about what your lead generation activities look like. Some of them may need a little bit more lead time than others, such as speaking engagements, and really plan out these modes proactively in advance across the quarters of the year. And of course, then if you know something shifts or changes, you can quickly pivot because you'll have a playbook about what each of these modes entails for you and your business. So let me share with you those five questions that you can ask yourself to define each of the modes for you in your business, meaning what activities comprise that mode for you. So when you think about each of the modes, run, maintain, active, and sprint, ask yourself, what is the outcome I would be looking for in this mode? So for example, how many leads, what types of leads, the value of the pipeline, what is the outcome you would be looking for in each of the modes? When would the mode apply to your business? I gave you some very specific examples here, but when would the mode apply in your business? What are the specific tasks that are involved in that mode for your business, such as the networking tour in the sprint that I just gave you? What are the activities? For example, how many networking calls? How are you going to meet new people? How are you going to uncover new channels? How are you going to uncover and meet new collaborators? How are new clients going to find you? Asking yourself very specifically for each of those modes, what are the tasks for you and your business? What are the frequency of each of those tasks in that mode? And then how will you measure success? Those are the questions that you can be asking yourself to define each of the modes, run, maintain, active, and sprint for your business. All right, and let's wrap up today. I'll remind you to go download the book at melissalieberman.com/book. You will be able to download the book there and advance to chapter 9 and find more about your lead generation system to uncover high quality opportunities. This is one sliver aspect that those lead generation activities that can help you create a growing, thriving consulting business where you're not worried about generating cash flow for yourself and revenue for yourself and impactful opportunities for yourself where you love working with the clients that you're landing and don't feel like you have to settle. And then the second tool is the Fill Your Pipeline in 26 Minutes a Day ebook. So go grab that. It's at rammethod.com. And those two resources will help support you this week in implementing the tools that we just talked about. Those three modes for your consulting business so that you're very purposeful about what it is you're wanting to accomplish with your lead generation so that you're giving yourself credit for what you are doing instead of constantly worrying about not doing enough. All right, my friend, great to have you again here this week, and I will see you again next week. Take care.
Thanks for joining me this week on the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business podcast. If you like today's episode, I have three quick next steps for you. First, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to make sure you don't miss future episodes. Next, leave me a review in your podcast app so other independent consultants can find and benefit too. And finally, to put the ideas from today's episode into action, head over to melissalieberman.com for the show notes and more resources to help you grow your consulting practice from your first few projects into a full-fledged business. See you next week.